your favorite podcast with your gorgeous hosts,
Manny MUA
and Lorelei. Hi, you guys. Welcome back. We're back again on this gorgeous Friday.
And it is a gorgeous Friday.
It actually is quite a nice day.
It's full Friday. Yeah, it's 75 and sunny. That is,
yes. People are just like literally raining when they're watching.
It actually is supposed to rain on Friday, I think.
You're kidding.
No.
Lord, you know that's my pit.
It's been rain every single weekend. Let's get into it.
Let's get right into it. But today's rapid fire, by the way. but let me start off with. My pit is that it's been raining every single weekend for the past, I would think, 4 weeks.
It has. That is
true. And it's actually been so annoying because my peak was that I went down for Easter with my family, just like see them for the day. But my pit was that it rained.
Did it?
It did rain in San Diego. And it was so sad because like my mom was setting up a like adult Easter egg hunt
for
everyone.
How
fun. Because you know she has like this big property. So she's like, I want to do like a big old like Easter egg hunt for like one for the kids and then one for like the adults to do like a money one or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So like when they started to place the eggs, it started to rain. So we ended up like turning it into like a fun thing and we still did it even though it was sprinkling and raining. But we were like, this is so annoying. And it's just been pissing me off that it's been raining so much.
So for the eggs in your family, like for the adults, so they put a little cashola in the, yes. Or like little.
You'll get like $1, like, okay, $5,
okay.
$20.
Ooh, okay. Uh-huh. That's fun.
And those eggs, or you'll get like little, my aunt was really cute. She put like crystals in one of them, like, and some eggs.
Like
and
actual.
Like little like things, like little trinkets.
I love that.
So we did.
What about the kids? It's candy.
The kids just get the candy.
So
and some money ones, like a couple bucks here and there.
Okay, that's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, it happens.
So we were the same. When we were kids. We would always go down super down south where all my cousins and like granny and grandpa and all that lived. And they would do the same thing. And there would be all the eggs would just have some candy in it. But there would always be one egg and they would call it the golden egg.
Yep.
And they would take a regular egg and put tinfoil around it. And if you found it, that was the egg that had money in it. It would probably have like $5 in it.
Absolutely,
but like
but
as a kid, that's $1 million, uh-huh. Honey. That's $1 million.
Uh-huh.
So all of my cousins were such nasty shitheads. They really were. They're like shitheads.
I'm not surprised.
I was very sweet.
Uh-huh.
My aunt one year put the golden egg in her pocket and everybody's running around getting Ooh, eggs looking. She walks up to me and just drops it in my basket and walks off.
No.
My Aunt Faye, yes.
She was
did.
Like, you're the good one.
Yeah, she knew I would never had a chance of getting it compared
With
to
those heathens.
Those beasts. So she literally dropped the tinfoil egg and just walked by and put it in my basket. And I was like, and I'm 35 years old and I still, and still remember, it was a core memory for me
it
that she did
something.
That.
Yeah, it unlocked something. You're like, I'm going to make it out.
Yep. Yeah. I was like, this is it.
Getting out of here.
I'm getting out.
You're like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's time for me to go. That is so sickening. But yeah, there was definitely a money egg that like the kids were hunting for as well. It's really fun. I think that Easter is like a really cute holiday in that way. Even though I know it's about, you know, like he has risen, you know. I know it's like a real like.
What do you mean it's not about eggs?
No, I know it's not about just the eggs, but like it is a fun thing to celebrate with family or friends when you can. Like, you know, I love Cadbury cream eggs. So.
Oh, okay, y'all, listen, Manny went to the grocery store and he was like posting himself in a grocery store and he's looking for his eggs. Every year you do look for those.
I do. It's seasonal.
You love them.
You know that.
So I literally DM'd him. I was like, there's no way you literally drove to Manny anyway, went in the grocery store to get these
to
eggs. And you were like, I need it one more thing.
I was like, I did need other things, but I'm taking advantage. But yes. Also, apparently there's a Cadbury cream shortage.
Did you get literal? Some, by the way?
No. But luckily, like my mom, every single year, I'm 30, about to be 33 years old. And every year she gives us Easter baskets. Like, doesn't matter. It will always happen. And there's always Cadbury cream eggs in mine. So I have 4 at the house.
One thing about Greca, she never misses.
She doesn't miss.
She
that
never
woman
misses.
Don't miss.
She never misses.
She's too good. Like, she's too good. And so I have 4 Cadbury cream eggs at the house right
wow.
now.
Wow.
And I did, I'll be eating one every single day.
Indulge yourself.
Yeah.
Thank you to Bond Charge for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. I don't know if you guys have heard of Bond Charge before, but they are a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. And they have this red light face mask that I have been really enjoying.
The cool thing about it too is that it's easy to return and exchange if you do not like it. And there's a 12-month warrant on all red light therapy devices.
You guys can go to bondcharge.com/full and use code FULL to save 15%. That's bondcharge.com/full and use code FULL to save 15%.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Shopify for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage, you guys, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, social media, and beyond.
So stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify, and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their businesses.
Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/fullcoverage, all lowercase. That's 1 month for $1 at shopify.com/fullcoverage. shopify.com/fullcoverage. Cha-ching. We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes. Okay, do you know what's crazy? This is also a random side note. Over the weekend, I was telling my mom, I was like, I've been craving sweets really bad recently, like almost to a point where like it's not normal. Like I already have a sweet tooth, but this is like where I'm like really like every day I'm grazing on sweets all day long instead of just being like once after like a meal. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I realized that I ran out of my magnesium supplement and I've been out of it for like a week and a half and I just forgot to order it on Amazon. So then I was like, I'm out of my magnesium, and I looked into it. Magnesium helps prevent sugar cravings.
I need magnesium. Is there something for salt?
I don't know. At least like with salt, like salt can be really, it's like you need it to survive. Like salt's good for you. But I've been having such bad sugar cravings. And like if you ever feel like you're having bad sugar cravings, it could be your cortisol levels are high because of stress. So like when you're stressed out, cortisol levels raise and you crave sweets.
Interesting.
So magnesium helps like kind of alleviate that. Yeah. So I've been out of magnesium for like a week and a half.
Wow.
So I was like, oh my God, that's why I'm like going a little like sweet crazy right now.
Oh my word.
And it's more than normal. So if you ever cortisol levels are high, you might need some magnesium in your life. And it helps with sleep too, which
you learn
also I struggle with as well.
Yeah.
And it's just like a supplement. It's not like it's like some like crazy intense, like
right.
Scary thing. It's just like a supplement like for your body.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, my pit, I think I have baby pit. Okay, I have a couple, and they're like baby, like rapid fire pits. Okay.
Rapid fire pits. I like that.
First one is, I got the new iPhone 14 back when it came out.
Oh, uh-huh.
And this phone, and I just wanted to see if this is happening to anyone else. I've never had an iPhone die faster than this phone.
You're kidding.
And it's been since I got it. So, you know, whenever you get a brand new iPhone, it typically lasts forever mm-hmm. and then it kind of wears down the battery. Mm-hmm. And then, no, this one since day one, it wears down. I would say, because I film a lot of content on my phone,
right?
With video camera, but I do that with all my past phones too. So this one dies like 10 times faster. It's so crazy. Like the other day, I would say I have to charge it around 2 o'clock every day. Like I can't get through. I can't get through a full day. And my old phone, I never had it would die faster because it was getting old. But like, so this phone sucks. And I wonder if that happens to anyone else's iPhone 14. Maybe they can speak to it. Also, second thing is, I'm going to battle Nikki Tutorials.
Laura, I'm fucking dead. Okay, tell him.
Back in like 2017, so this would have been hot drama. This would have been hot fire tea. They would have been like, she copied her and she copied her. Mm-hmm. So on Sunday, I did this video on TikTok and it was like, makeup you forgot existed. Mm-hmm. Turns out most people were like, we forgot you existed, but that's okay. It kind of turned on me. It turned a dark turn. It ended up going kind of viral. I got like 5 million views. So in my head, I was like, ooh, I should do a YouTube video on this. Yes, to make it longer. The TikTok gave me that because the TikTok did so well and people were really interested in it. I was like, this could be a good thing for my YouTube channel. Yeah. On the same day, 2 hours apart, me and Nikki upload the exact same video. It was so random. I gagged.
I gagged. I texted Laura. I'm like, I'm screaming because I'm scrolling on like my thing. And Makeup You Forgot Exists. I was like, how is this on like the, like within like an hour or two apart, the same exact video from influencers from 2016, 2017.
How crazy is that?
That's what gagged me.
I can promise you
guys. And we know
Nikki's
a fan of the show.
Okay, got her. Okay.
Nikki be listening, so what's that?
We're going to be having Nikki on the next time she comes to the U.S., Period. But anyways, I was cackling. I saw comments on my video, and I was like, wait, Nikki uploaded the same video, so I went to her channel. I was like, oh my God. I was like, this is so crazy. But I'm just saying, like, back in 2017, this would have been drama, honey.
Like this.
Drama channels would have been like, Laura Leach did it again. I did it again. So now, I've typically filmed my videos 6 to 7 days before they go live. I'm sure Nikki's is weeks out, so there was no way for us to copy one another. It was a coincidence. I thought it was hilarious.
It was so funny.
Loved your video, Nikki. That would have been drama in the past. And that's my only pits.
That's hilarious.
I thought it was funny.
That was hilarious. And even the pit is like, it's a funny pit.
It is. Didn't I text you? And I was like, Manny, tell me how up in a roar would people be if this happened? This is 2024, so people don't really care as much.
How dare you copy?
Oh my God.
It was really fucking funny.
I know.
Because I was like, what are the odds that two creators make the same video from something back in the past the same day within an hour apart? It was almost like a 1 in a million.
Yeah.
1 in a billion even.
And she's in Holland.
Literally. Even crazier.
Even crazier.
It was insane. I literally was shocked when I saw it. I was like, how is this even happening
possible?
Right now? Literally.
I know. Shocking. So as you can imagine, my audience was shocked and there were so many comments and I was like, let them roll. No one was saying anything negative.
No, yeah. They were just like, holy
crazy.
Shit.
Crazy. Uh-huh. Yeah. So very interesting. I mean, that's not really a pit. It's just a funny thing that happened.
What's your peak then?
My peak is that, we had a launch at Minim this Friday.
What'd you launch?
We launched a ton of new clothing. That was like our main launch, like new clothing. Okay. Yeah. For springtime, it was a spring launch. So the universe, Let's Do Makeup is actually the universe. She did me a huge favor because we have this launch and it's dropping on Friday. Okay. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, she's doing her engagement photo shoot and she got our Minim LA body oil and she decides to use it in her get ready with me for her engagement shoot. And I'm like, watching and I was literally like, oh,
that's so sweet.
Like, I'm sorry, but like, me and Les, like, I adore her and love her, but like, I don't know her on a deep personal level, you know? So she wasn't just doing me a bone. She genuinely enjoys our product. She enjoys our product. And I don't know. It's so cool just seeing her use it. I just was like, as a business owner, you know, Manny.
I know too. It's just fucking
like,
well.
It brings your heart, like I'm an influencer too, but it's still,
I'm jumping for joy. Okay. I'm really excited to see that. I'm like, yeah. And actually so beautiful on her skin, like incredible. So she posted that video right before our launch, and she sent literally hundreds and hundreds of people to our website. So yeah, and it like also got eyes on our new launch because we just happened to launch at the time she posted, and her video got millions of views. And I was just like, this girl probably has no idea what she just did for my small business, but I just want to say thank you to Lusty Makeup. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
That is so
I know
sweet.
She didn't do it to like do me a favor, you know what I mean? She genuinely just was using it. But you know, you never know what you can do for a small business. So
that's
I just
so fucking sick. Which is also another reason like why I feel like we've totally been like, let's use small businesses. Like we wanted to promote and give
100%
more life to businesses in some capacity, because it really is like, we know what it's actually like.
And we know. And she is a small business too. And just to say before, I just want to say before she used my body oil, I bought her clothing from her small business, and I wear her athletic wear, and I wear her stuff. I have it. I wear it. I've tagged it before then. Okay. So I didn't just buy it just because she supported me. I love her. I love her content. I actually already reached out to her to come on the podcast, and she told me next time she was in LA, she would come on. So
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
You know, we love a good guest. Like we love a good guest. We really do. And we try.
And I reached out to her before she used the body oil too.
Even
the,
and like so it just makes it even more like genuine, like very sweet that she did that. Yeah. And then it's also like really, to me, what's really cool is that like when a creator or someone like just uses their stuff because it's part of their routine.
Yeah, and that's why I was like, oh my God.
And I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my God, I was like freaking out.
Yeah, like I created something that has become part of your routine.
And you know that's what's crazy? She's like a mom blogger.
Yes.
Not blogger, like a content creator, but like does mom stuff.
Yeah.
I fell in love with her through her cakes. She's also a professional cake maker, and she makes those big three-tier, like insane cakes. She's like a pro at it. So I guess she did that before. So that's how I fell in love with her, was through her damn cakes.
And does she still do cake videos too?
Yes. Killing them. And she makes like the most insanely talented. So it's like, I don't know, she's an influencer with talent.
You know, and they're hard to come by.
And they are so hard to come by. Baby, so.
In this economy, they're hard to
That's
come by.
That's how I fell in love with her content, is through her cake making, because I'm obsessed with food content.
Yeah, of course. Like, that's so sickening, though. And the fact that she's supportive, like, that's so sweet.
I know.
Les, that's so nice.
It was just a very big blessing, so I really appreciate it.
I love that.
That was a huge peak, and it was more of a highlight of my week than you could probably imagine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because it's like, I mean, it's like real. It's like,
yeah,
someone genuinely supports you, loves your stuff, loves your products.
Yeah.
And supported you and brought people to your website, and they bought stuff.
On our launch day. Like, so, that's crazy. You know, I was just like, oh my God. So this one, I was like, I feel like the universe is like doing me a good
solid,
you know?
Karma,
unless
back.
It's the universe.
And by universe, you mean less.
Yes. Yes. That's what I mean. Yes.
Oh, I love that. That's like a really good peak.
Yeah. That was a good peak. What about you?
Mine was probably going down to San Diego to visit the fam.
That's so special.
But also, my birthday's on Thursday.
Honey, I hope you're ready.
What do you mean you're ready?
Your last gift came in today. You guys were celebrating this week, Manny's birthday. I'm so excited.
I'm 33 on Thursday.
They were telling me on my live today that I'm 37. And I was like, I did go like that.
I know the face so well. I'd be like,
can you guys like give me each year to let me bask in instead of like rounding up?
No, literally
3 or 4 years.
You know, hey, 40-year old.
Yeah, it's literally. Like, damn. I was like, God damn, give me my time.
Grace. Give me my
and
years.
They're like, it says on Google you're 37. I'm like, you're no, it doesn't. They were looking up the wrong Laura Lee.
Okay, I was the one on TikTok
Yes,
too. Got it.
I think it was her. Mm-hmm. I was like, guys,
different one.
Because they were literally battling me. Like, I'm lying.
You're like, no, I'm gonna enjoy these fucking years while I can.
Yeah, exactly.
That is crazy. But yeah, it's weird. Like, I feel like every year gets faster and faster in a weird way. But I will say, like, I used to really fear aging, like, a lot. Like, a lot. And I was like, I don't want to get old. I want to die young. But as I'm getting older, I'm, like, becoming more appreciative. And I feel like I get better every year now.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas before, I felt like I was like, oh, I'm the best version. But I feel like every year I get become the best version, even more so than I was the year before.
You're no longer naive enough to believe you are your best version.
Yes.
And you're so knowledgeable aware that it just gets better and better and better. And there's so much more to grow and learn from.
Like, I wish I was like how I am now in my 20s.
Hindsight's 2020.
Imagine the things I could have like done.
I know, the power, just knowing and like being able to maneuver all these different facets of our life professionally.
I
was a wreck.
Everything
was in flames.
I'll be running like the fucking swim.
In my 20s, I was just trying to catch my breath and like I had no big master plan or visions. You know, like Same. Now everything is a vision for me, and I'm able to slow down and visualize what I want out of everything.
A vision board.
A vision, if you will.
Yeah, vision. I love that. But I completely agree. So yeah, that's happening on Thursday. We're gonna go to dinner. It'll be a cute little day.
So on Thursday, wish Manny happy birthday, but also full fam, if you're here on Friday,
they will not
do that. Throw a happy birthday there too.
You're so right. You guys won't even see this until the day after. So yeah, I'm excited, but let's go get in rapid fire.
This episode of Full Coverage is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? Are you drained? Are you bursting with energy?
It depends.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery, but then you tend to spread thin at social gatherings. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? This is something that therapy I find is good for, to talk to a therapist about social energy. Social batteries are such a real thing. And there's so many different things that affect us in our life that we may not even realize a therapist can help us with.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's like a really good thing about therapy too is about self-awareness and therapy. Really helps with that. I've been in therapy multiple times in my life. I'm a huge advocate for therapy. And I've always went when times like I was kind of going through the gigs. And I feel like it's like really kind of honing in on things that I didn't realize were going on. And then it helped me in the future. Like, for example, having self-awareness in a social setting, in your social life, like actually knowing what's going on. And it really does help so much.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/full coverage today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/full coverage. Thank you to Bond Charge for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. I don't know if you guys have heard of Bond Charge before, but they are a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. And they have this red light face mask that I have been really enjoying. Now, there are a lot of red light masks on the market, but this one I feel like has been really good.
The cool thing about red light face therapy and what red light does is really targets wrinkles and fine lines, eczema, migraines, acne. I am acne prone and I'm fine line prone as well.
<Me too. laughs>
So it's really, really exciting to be able to have a red light mask therapy that literally you can put on for 10 to 20 minutes a day watching TV, and it works really, really well.
I use it every single night whenever I'm watching TV right before I go to bed. It's so easy to use, and it's just something you have to be really consistent with, but you know, it works over time.
The cool thing about it too is that it's easy to return and exchange if you do not like it, and there's a 12-month warrant on all red light therapy devices.
You guys can go to bondcharge.com/full and use code FULL to save 15%. That's bondcharge.com/full and use code FULL to save 15%. All right. First, okay, guys, we got to get into P. Diddy.
Oh, my God. The P. Diddy thing, honestly, it's taken some turns that I was not expecting. I didn't know how intricate the story with P. Diddy was. Mm-hmm. I didn't know a lot. I mean, honestly, like, I wasn't ever like, oh, I'm obsessed with P. Diddy. Like, I'm not.
Same.
I'm just not that kind of girl.
I like P. Diddy when he was Puff Daddy and I was really young growing up. And then P. Diddy, I don't even know what that's about.
P. Diddy situation, like, so he's recently been getting his homes raided by Homeland Security because of a producer.
Yep.
Do we have, like, the verbatim? I think we have, like, the actual verbatim specifically
about.
This is
a sticky situation. He is denying all allegations. So
this is all alleged, by the way.
It turns it to alleged.
Alleged. This is alleged. We will not be clocked.
Okay, so it says here, federal agents with U.S. Homeland Security raided two of the rapper's homes in Los Angeles and Miami on March 25th as he faces a string of varying accusations. But the shocking raids came a month after a lawsuit filed by New York music producer Little Rod that accused Combs of being a leader of a criminal enterprise that could qualify as a widespread dangerous criminal sex trafficking organization. So that, because Little Rod made those accusations, that's what sent federal agents to do the home search.
And the thing is, like, Little Ron had said that he was essayed by P. Diddy. And that's kind of what I think started his quest of being like, oh, I'm going to expose him. Like, he was assaulting me. And it became like a full thing where now it's like almost like cracking the case on P. Diddy in general. And a lot of people are kind of like, you know, these old videos coming up with like Justin Bieber when he's 15. And everyone's like, this is creepy as hell. Like, why is he spending 48 hours with P. Diddy? And like, people think that like Justin has been, you know, abused by him as well. And mm-hmm. like that one audio that was leaked, mm-hmm. that was mm-hmm. crazy mm-hmm. with Meek Mill. It's with Meek, mm-hmm. right? It was with Meek Mill. And like, they're saying allegedly. That they had, allegedly, of course, that they had like a potential, you know, relationship and things are going on with them. And it's like kind of showing how the industry as a whole is like so honestly kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And how his one of his employees just got busted for carrying, you know, drugs on them when mm-hmm. they were going to on a flight. Mm-hmm. Like, so he's like basically his mule.
Like, basically, they're alleging that P. Diddy was going on vacation somewhere and he has someone else, a mule, carry his drugs so he can have drugs on the vacation.
Mm-hmm. But not him be on him.
Not him be on him, which the guy did get busted and arrested. It says the producer, Combs, worked for Combs, which is P. Diddy, mm-hmm. which is the producer, by the way, is Lil Rod, the guy who
is making the allegations.
Say worked for him between September 22 and November 23, and he claims that he was sexually harassed, drugged, threatened for over a year. And I really think this whole thing, like, I feel like Cassandra Cassie, mm-hmm. she busted this whole thing open whenever she did her lawsuit accused of sexual assaulting her, beating her, demanding her carry a firearm and all those things. Now, he settled that case really quick and mm-hmm. she went away with that. You know, I think she got a lump sum and she it was got just paid like, out. But it opened the door for a lot of other people to expose him. And that's when Little Rod came out. So then now you have that and now you have him undergoing all this stuff. But you guys, this stuff is like, it's as crazy. You dig deeper, it runs so deep.
It does. And like, I don't even think like, we could even talk about enough here. Like, it's just, it runs so deep. There's so many different things and it's mm-hmm. very like, just different, like, it's like almost like this tree of like these branches that go out of like P. Diddy and then like these branches of all the things that he's in, all the businesses he has and like them raiding his home. Like, he has like a charter jet businesses, like house security businesses, like these really random things. And another one of his charges is that allegedly he records these sexual encounters that are without consent. And that's just saying a bunch. That's just another thing that gets added onto the case of like, oh, like people, women, men, both complain that it's like things have been happening and he records it all.
It seems like anyone that comes in contact, works with, or is in association with P. Diddy gets involved in mm-hmm. this hurricane of a world that he's created. And it seems like he has this hunger for power.
Yep.
And he uses it through SA mm-hmm. and like a lot. And this is a lot of
the mules. Firearms and drugs. Like mm-hmm. so many things with firearms as well.
And it's crazy the amount of male rappers that claim that P. Diddy essayed mm-hmm. them as well as women on top yeah. of it. And it's like a lot of the male rappers are coming out, but a lot of them are not. And they're like denying it mm-hmm. because they don't want to be caught up with having sexual relationships with P. Diddy.
Right.
So all this allegedly is coming out. I mean, he's denied, obviously.
Meek also denied it all, too. That he's like, that was
exactly.
So it's kind of like, of course, I feel like I'm like, of course, you're going to deny it. Like, this yeah. is like such a clusterfuck and so freaking intense, and you don't want to be like low-key blacklisted mm-hmm. In the industry. So I was like, I feel like he, even if it was, I just don't think that he would want to admit it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it really does feel like the pendulum has swung completely open. Like,
Cassie, I'm telling Cassie, you, everybody mm-hmm. was so mad at her because they're like, girl, you could have like taken him down and you just settled. I'm like, but did she? Because it turns out she opened the door for everybody else to expose him. And now look, he's getting his home raided by federal agents. So
Homeland.
Where and is it, he
like,
now?
Like, his sons are outside handcuffed. Like, well, it was crazy.
Whenever the federal agents raided Jen Shaw's home, like mm-hmm. whoever's in the home, they just handcuff and put aside yeah. so they can't take anything or hide. You know what
Got
I mean?
It. Got it. So they can't physically
I learned
grab.
That through that because she was like, they handcuffed my children. But apparently if you are That's under federal normal. Investigation, that is normal. Mm-hmm.
And like, it's crazy that the reason that he he was getting, the house was getting raided is because of the producer being mm-hmm. like, he also has a trafficking ring. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this is crazy. If this is all true, I'm literally going to freak the fuck out.
Oh, yes.
Because right now when we were doing more research on it, when we were downstairs, me and Laura like this, like the whole time, like literally being so gagged.
There are a lot of things that are public if you look online. Like, there are a lot of recordings because apparently P. Diddy would record anytime he was doing things to people. And so a lot of that is leaking online. We're not going to put that in the podcast, obviously. No, it's too much. But
I felt disturbed listening to the
audio.
We
ran into some of it, and you guys... It is
literally, I was like
shocking.
This, my mouth on the actual ground.
Yes, it's shocking.
But if you guys want to do more research on it, obviously you can look. But like the whole situation is very, very dark. Honestly, it's very dark.
Our next one is too.
Oh my God. The darkness of Hollywood is getting exposed.
Well, good.
Quiet on Set.
Good. Quiet on Set.
Thank God.
Tyler was saying he has a good point. Quiet on Set is a documentary on the Nickelodeon show, all that, and a couple of the other shows that they had going on in that time.
Child actor situation.
It's kind of the Me Too of children.
It is. That was such a great point that Tyler had made. It really is the Me Too. Like, it really, again, is now busting the door open of like how horrific the situations were in the 90s and to early 2000s of what child actors in Nickelodeon, Disney, things like that were going through, specifically in Nickelodeon, because obviously Dan Schneider was involved. But the actual documentary is so sick. Like, it's really well done, of course. Like, it's a really, really good documentary, but it's just like watching it, like I felt physically sick.
Yeah.
It's crazy. There's 4 episodes, I believe, and there's going to be a 5th one coming out on April 7th. So it's basically walking through a lot of the child actors, what they went through on all that. They actually, you know, that they had asked Amanda to be part of it, and she like was like, uh-uh. And Amanda's parents were like, we're not part of it. We don't want to do it. But basically it kind of follows the story of Dan Schneider, who was a producer.
High exec.
And he kind of is the one that created the big shows, like the ones that have like a lot of accolades, the All That's, the Drake and Josh, the Amanda Show. A lot of shows that were really...
The biggest of the big, Zoe, honestly. Yeah.
The biggest of the big of Nickelodeon, and really blew Nickelodeon up to be to the heights of Disney. Like, this is when things were happening. So people really respected him so much because they were like, you did this. So much so that
Disney had to end up to try to be like Nickelodeon because Dan Schneider had made Nickelodeon so big. And it's really weird watching this because for me and you, this we're the age of those kids. So we were watching all these shows are on my core memories. And just to know what was really going on behind the scenes is so sickening.
No, when they did all that and they're like talking about like the fear, like they had to do like the Fear Factor stuff and all that. I don't remember any of that. The fact that they had to deal with
that.
Was crazy. I guess
I didn't really. I'm like a little kid, so what do I know? Yeah. But I'm just watching it for entertainment, as the rest of the kids were. But I guess you don't really think about what those kids are going through.
That they're actually getting tormented.
Yeah, tormented. Like, you don't think like that as a little kid, but as an adult, you definitely damn should be.
Absolutely. And so basically, like, the doc, it just exposes like what life on set was, how Dan Schneider was to the employees, to the kids, how there was it did not. Feel like a safe space for children to even be like, oh, I'm not comfortable doing this. Like, if they had felt any kind of way, they'd be like essentially ridiculed and potentially fired. Like,
so the way Dan would run he was like always there on
the dictator.
Set, and he was the dictator on set. And the thing is, you did what Dan said, and if you or your parent who's supposed to be on set with you has anything to say about it, any complaint, you would be fired. So you knew better. And like a lot of the parents didn't want to come to Dan and be like, hey, my kid, I'm not comfortable with my kid doing this, because they would fire the child. And then the child who's, you know, 14, 13,
devastated
because their mom got them fired off the set. So he like
ruins
Dan
their relationship
used
with
that.
The parents.
He was also misogynist. Oof. You know, he power horrible. Played on women and made them do really horrible things. He made women
the writers,
massage
the women writers.
The women writers massage and producers and, you know, that work there, give him massages all throughout the day as he's working. That man needs to be put in jail.
Literally. It was crazy. He's like, sick. I couldn't believe that situation. But then, you know, as that's going, it gets worse. And then you fucking get to the part with like that one runner, that one showrunner with that one, that sent photos to that girl.
Yes.
And her mom was like low-key a disaster.
Oh, a disaster. So you have a showrunner, which is someone who basically from behind the scenes, they're not producing the show, but they're keeping in track with what comes next. So the show keeps running smoothly. Mm-hmm. He was a full-blown CP.
CP, read between the lines. Child P.
Okay. Full blown. And I found it very interesting. And like, parents need to be so aware. CPs often find themselves in jobs that are surrounding children and places that surround children. So any type of place that there's a lot of children, CPs tend to find themselves there.
They're trying to get in there because they're CPs.
Exactly. So you have to be extra diligent. On guard and diligent mm-hmm. when you are in a world. Anyway, so this freak sends a child
photos of himself
through an email. Unclothed. And the child shows the mother, and the mother goes, you know, we never went back on set, we quit after that day. Mm-hmm. But I didn't report him to anyone because I didn't want to look like a bad mom.
Yeah. And I was literally like,
so fuck everybody else's kid, right? Like, fuck everybody else that's in danger of this man who's still on set. Fuck them just to make sure.
But then he gets fucking raided. His place gets raided. You guys, when they talked about him, like, their place getting raided, I was so gagged at, like, because of the things that they found in his house, the amount of photos that they found.
Oh, my God.
The amount of his own journal is what really spooked me to, like, the core.
What he was looking for.
Yes, what he was looking for. And he literally made a written document of like what he wanted as a CP
mm-hmm.
and like what he would do. He's like, you know, like the thoughts are happening again. Thank goodness I work with kids. It was literally like, I felt like even listening to it and like watching it, I felt so uneasy.
Mm-hmm.
And he ends up, of course, getting locked away, but it was really crazy that had happened. And then that was happening on the same set. And then you go over here to the Drake situation.
Who's also Nickelodeon, same set. You have another CP outside of the showrunner. You got another guy. He was the pickle guy on the Amanda show, and he would come in with a big plate of pickles and make you eat pickles. Yeah, that didn't have anything weird to do.
No, right, that's not freaking strange.
He was the worst of all.
No, he was literally like,
I don't know if there are levels to being the worst. No, yeah, you know what I mean? Terrible. But like, that story got the worst of all. I think that story was the
craziest. That one like really, I feel like broke my heart the most.
Because
I didn't realize, obviously, that Drake was the kid that put that guy away back in like the early 2000s because his name was sealed.
Mm-hmm.
Then it became unsealed mm-hmm. and they found out that it was actually him the entire time. Mm-hmm. And the sad thing too is with Drake's dad, who knew that this guy, Brian, there was something off about Brian. Like they knew that it was weird that he was so like
enthralled.
Infatuated mm-hmm. with Josh. Or Drake, sorry, with Drake. And he was like, you need to get away from him, you need to get away from him, get away from him. And then that guy put a wedge between Drake and his father. And like, Drake fired his father
master
from being
manipulator.
Master manipulator. And the dad was like, okay, well, I just want you to be happy as long as, and told the mom, told everyone, like, just make sure that they're not together ever. Like, because it, like, there's something weird going on. Turns out there was something weird going on. And they were together in multiple situations. And Drake kind of does a recollection in the show of what happened. And it's honestly the most graphic,
disturbing
and disturbing thing I've like ever seen on a show. Like I've never, like they don't ever really go into like detail, but like, I feel like this was like,
they went in detail.
And I was literally like horrified truly from the bottom of my fucking soul. And he just talked about like what, like the worst things that could happen to a child from a CP is what happened to Drake from this man. And it wasn't even his parents have uncovered it. It was his girlfriend's mother.
Mother. Okay, so explain this to me, Manny MUA. So if your father's like constantly battling this guy, separating mm-hmm. the two, because he sees this guy wants to be near his son, and yes. he's like, I see the CP potential. So the dad's like, get away from Drake. He's not spending the night at your house. You're not coming to our meetings.
Yep.
Stop coming to all his guitar shows. Like
everything.
So the dad's doing that. So then the guy is like, hey, Drake, your dad's kind of going to ruin your career. He's the worst. Get rid of him. So this guy is like making Drake's career. He's getting him all the, he's getting him mm-hmm. all these opportunities, right?
Yeah, well, he's very connected. So he's making sure he's connected in the industry because he's a very connected person.
Yeah. So Drake's able to use this guy
yes.
to get places with mm-hmm. his career. Is what Drake wants, what his dad wants. So, but his dad is like, you need to stay back from my son.
Yeah,
I see
exactly.
you.
Mm-hmm.
So then Drake's like, I want to split up from my father because this guy's telling me my dad's a bad guy.
And then people made him seem like he was a homophobe.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He was like, if they would say anything, he's like, no, you're just like being homophobic. Mm-hmm. Like you shouldn't probably even be here since you're a homophobe.
Yeah.
Because he had concerns.
Concerns.
Crazy. For That's his crazy son. To me.
So then Drake went to live with his mom after the guy convinced him that his dad's a bad guy and he should get away from his dad. Okay. So Drake goes and lives with his mom. And the dad tells the mom, Drake is coming to live with you. Do not let this man near Drake. Mm-hmm. Something is up. Mm-hmm. I don't trust him. He wants something with Drake. Mm-hmm. Don't. The mom's just like, fuck it. And Drake pretty much starts to live with this guy in LA.
The mom like doesn't want to go pick him up in LA.
She doesn't care. She doesn't care. And the dad has already flat out told Drake's mother to keep him away. Like he wants Drake. And the mom did not care.
It was crazy.
Explain that to me. She also wasn't a part of the documentary, I noticed.
Oh, I wonder why. Yeah, because you fucking... Like,
let your son and just get, said,
let your son ha- like let it happen
with this psychopath you who let you it were happen. Told you were told who and this warned. Guy is. Mm-hmm. So Drake gets a girlfriend. He goes to he's hanging out at his girlfriend's house. He's not as interested with this man anymore. He's like, I'm growing up. I have a girlfriend now.
Yes.
The girlfriend. So he canceled. What's the guy's name?
Brian.
He cancels plans with Brian. He's like, Brian, I'm not going to Disney with you. Brian loved to take Drake to Disney, as mm-hmm, you know.
Of course,
CPs do.
Mm-hmm.
So Drake's like, I'm not going to Disney with you. I'm hanging out with my girlfriend. The Brian guy freaks out. He calls the girlfriend's house like 17 times. So the girlfriend's mom is going, why She's is like, hmm. a grown man attacking Drake for not going to Disney with him? Drake said it took the girlfriend's mom about 30 seconds to figure out what was going on.
Yes.
And Drake's own mother didn't know. Goodbye.
A fool.
I'm like, I believe this is not factual. This is my things. I think the mom knew and didn't care. Like she knew something could be going on
yeah,
there
and just didn't care.
Turned a blind eye.
She could have easily also in her head been like, oh, well, he's just like, he's a little star. Like he's going to do whatever he wants to do.
Yeah.
And just like let it be. But it's like, that's not what you do as
that's
a parent.
That's not what you do as a parent.
You're involved.
Yeah.
Like, you're involved
for
as
a reason because he's a Especially child. As a
Yes. So the mom got involved.
He got exposed. Oh, yeah. The girlfriend's mom.
Yeah. The girlfriend's mom gets involved,
puts him in therapy, tries to get Drake to out the guy, and Drake will not do it because mm-hmm. he's scared. Mm-hmm. He's scared if he outs Brian, his career is going to be over. Because remember, Drake's brainwashed. And so then Brian gets exposed. Oh.
No, because then The Wire.
The Wire.
Remember he's wearing a freaking wire.
Oh, my God. No, it got so crazy.
No, I literally, like, I was like, when I'm watching, I'm like, because...
But something happened to get him on the wire.
Well, I think he had finally realized this is something Drake happened to the Brian guy.
Well,
no, like, Brian was just saying he's like, are you wearing a wire? Like, remember, like during it,
he was
like,
but why did Drake get the police involved? Something happened there.
Okay. He just snapped, and he was like, it's time to like.
Expose him.
He's like, I have to do it. Like, this is crazy.
So he broke down. He cried. He told his mom everything. And his mom had the police on the phone in minutes. So I was kind of like, wow, that's shocking. Your mom had the police on the phone in minutes whenever after she kind of like.
Negligence.
Yeah, the negligence was crazy.
So it got crazy. So yeah, he ended up bringing a wire. He calls Brian. He's like, hey, like, I just want to talk about what's happened between us. Like, I feel like it's been fucking me up. And essentially, Brian admits to everything on the call.
Brian even goes, are you wearing a wire right now?
No, he's like, you're not recording me, right?
And Drake's like, no.
He's like, no. So that happens. They end up going to trial. He gets locked away. The even more devastating part to me, like when I was watching it, was when they talked about like how the dad had told them. Well, when Drake calls the dad and he's like, oh yeah, like Brian got put away for being like an assaulter. And the dad was like, oh, thank God we got away from you.
The dad never knew.
When I tell you, I wanted to cry. Because then I was like, oh, thank God we got away. And Drake didn't have the heart to tell him mm-hmm. that, like, he was the one that actually put Brian away because it was him that was getting assaulted the entire time. Mm-hmm. So then finally, of course, the dad finds out that was actually him. And he talks about it on the show. And he's just like, I never recovered from it. Like, it's like, I've never recovered. Like, it's been the worst thing in my entire life. And, like, he's like, I'm still not healed from it. And it's been 20 years. And he was breaking down. And I was literally like, it was hard to watch.
It was really, really hard to watch.
But I'm glad it's happened because again, like now all these stars, from like childhood stars, are like coming forward. And like, you know, it was horrible. And like, I think that when things like this happen, it really creates change and protection.
How do we know that this isn't happening right now?
Exactly. How would we know? Well, the thing is, like now we have, you know, social media. We have things that we have more expose-y things. A lot of kids can become stars online as well. Like, there needs to be. See, I think that there needs to be protection for kids on social media because their parents can absolutely like, hello, look at Flammy Channels.
Yeah, freaky.
I'm fully convinced that like the version, the now version of that could be like family channels exploiting their kids. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying like, you know, that SA is happening or whatever, but definitely exploitation and like mm-hmm. the kids need to be protected because like who's protecting the kids? Mm-hmm. Let's say they're making it like the parents are making all the money from the kids. Where's the kids' money?
Yeah.
You know, I know we have that. There's that. There's a law.
And then you have the California. Ruby Frankies.
And then
she had a family channel.
Exactly.
Abusing her Frankies. Children.
And I know in California, there's a law that you actually have to put 15% away for your kid if there's a if they're a child star or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's only 15%.
That's crazy.
And the parents still gets everything.
Crazy to me.
So it's like, and a lot of places don't even have that rule in the United States. So it's like, there needs to be better laws implemented for kids mm-hmm. and just in general mm-hmm. when it comes to like child stars because. The parent can be the abuser.
Yeah.
It's not even just like that could be, you can find, you know, CPs everywhere, but like the parent could be the abuser to that mm-hmm. kid and they need to be protected. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. It's
really sad.
It's absolutely crazy. You know, on the 7th, like we said, the last part of it comes out, but it's sad to see like what happened with Amanda Bynes. She talks now as if she's like a shell of herself in comparison. Yeah,
she does.
Like she's trying to heal. Like she's just trying to heal.
I think that's why she didn't want to be a part of it because it's like what happened happened. These people are exposed. Like mm-hmm. I don't want to.
She's like, what else am I going to expose? I don't know
that maybe she's not in the mental capacity to for that kind of spotlight. Because look at Drake now. You know, it's really crazy. You know, Drake got in trouble himself for an underage girl.
I don't
remember. Yeah, he went to court.
Recently?
A couple years ago and he addressed it on the show because he had to address it.
What did he say?
He.
Oh my God, Drake.
Drake.
Laura, I'm thinking Drake, the rapper.
Oh my God, no, Drake on.
Drake
Quiet
Bell.
On set, Drake
of
Bell.
Of course, Drake Bell. Absolutely, yes. I knew about that, like with, you know, just like talking with the minor. And you know what's crazy is that, like, I feel like a lot of people, what I've been seeing, are saying, like, not excusing his behavior, but like, are giving him grace because of what happened to him as a child.
So they're like, this is why you are the way you are. There's mm-hmm. an explanation, but that he also was somebody else's hell. Like Drake himself was somebody else's hell because I did read up on that because Ty kept saying that. I was like, I've never heard of this. And he addressed it on the show, so I ended up Googling it, and the girl's statement was pretty rough. Granted,
and that was it was a communication thing? It was like a texting thing?
Well, she did not have proof of the other things she claimed happened.
Got it.
She only had the text.
Proof.
She didn't have, but she did state that more happened, but it was alleged, you know.
It's so sad because it really feels like it's just a cycle, like a vicious cycle of someone like an abuser, like abusing someone and then they become an abuser to someone else. And like it's this really, really sad psychological cycle. And, you know, seeing what happened to Drake, it's kind of like seeing him, you know, abusing someone else. It's like, oh, my God, it's like it's the cycle continues because he was a child when it happened to him. So it's very
people
like
have given him a lot of grace for that because he's come out with his story.
Yes.
But I will say him, I appreciate him. I don't think the documentary would have allowed him to graze over what his part.
There was no way they're like, you're going
to
talk about this.
You're going to have to talk about it.
There's no fucking way.
Right.
Because I think it shows like the progression of what could happen if like things, you know, don't like become treated internally.
Right.
Because, you know, like I bet like. You know, obviously, if nothing happened, like if things didn't happen with Brian, like this would he would have never done that. I'm sure like that could have psychologically fucked him up. But also like therapy and like all these things, like if things were to happen, like you have to seek help and make sure that, you know, bringing people to justice.
Yeah.
And it would help. And it a lot of times helps heal you inside because you know that someone got justice for the horrible things that they did.
Right. So,
but it's crazy.
Yeah. And I'm glad that Drake came out with his story because one, like he just opened the biggest can of worms that possibly could have been open, which is amazing because you have to be brave to do that. You just do. Mm-hmm. You do because of what it's going to open up for you in your world.
And then become all your skeletons come out.
Because like what's done is done and now Drake's living his life. But now it's like reopening this wound to the public has to be so difficult. But at the same time,
20 years ago.
It helps because what happens is kids that this happened to see the Drake Bell sit down on HBO, this documentary, and do this. So it makes them brave enough to do it. So, like, I was really glad that he did it. He didn't have to do this.
I know.
You know? So I was really glad that he did it. But
I could not agree more. And it's like, I'm glad that he's getting grace, but at the end of the day, he still did inappropriate things as well. So like, that can't be forgotten. But
agreed.
It's nice to see him acknowledge that and be like, I feel like this is what it could have been. And I'm trying to move forward in the best way that he Like he can. But it is, it's, and it's crazy too, because like even like that guy Brian, like getting all the letters of like support from people for the judge to sway the judge's opinion.
I love that they exposed everybody's ass. They got Ashton Kutcher to Mila Kunis.
They literally got Ashton.
Yeah,
and Mila.
They did.
No, that was crazy to me as well. I was like, oh my god, they like showing that. Apparently in the court system, like their his entire side was full, and it was just like Drake and his mom and his brother on his side, and like no one else was on his side. Everyone was against him, and he still was able to like be.
And this guy did get shit for time, and he ended up back on children's shows on Disney. He went to Disney.
I said this.
Disney needs to be held responsible too. If Nickelodeon's getting held responsible, y'all hired the same guy after he got out of prison. You're like, well, he didn't get a background check. It wasn't on the thing. Okay, you're still Disney. You're still responsible.
Absolutely, you're that big of a company. You have to be. Be diligent and responsible, especially when you're working with kids. Like you have to make sure that everyone is checked and appropriate.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Shopify for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage, you guys. Cha-ching, that is the sound you'll be hearing when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, social media, and beyond.
And listen, if you think it's going to be a total headache switching over your platform to Shopify, I promise you it's not. They've made it so easy. Also, my favorite thing about personally using Shopify, I use it for my businesses. Manny uses it for his businesses. Is how user-friendly it is. It's not complicated at all. You're not going to get in there and in the back end be confused whatsoever. So stop leaving sales on the table. Switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their businesses.
Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/fullcoverage, all lowercase. That's 1 month for $1 at shopify.com/fullcoverage. Shopify.com/fullcoverage. Cha-ching. We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Okay, next up is Lizzo.
It's 20 minutes ago. 20 minutes ago.
I want you to read the.
I got it.
Yeah. Mandy's got the IG story. Lizzo, so obviously she's going through quite a few lawsuits herself. And so she makes this IG story basically claiming that she quits. Mandy, take it.
Here we go. And I quote as Lizzo. I'm getting tired of putting up with being dragged by everyone in my life and on the internet. All I want is to make music and make people happy and help the world be a little bit better than how I found it. But I'm starting to feel like the world doesn't want me in it. I'm constantly up against lies being told about me for clout and views, being the butt of the joke every single time because of how I look. My character being picked apart by people who don't know me and disrespecting my name. I didn't sign up for this shit. I quit. So that was a very, obviously, like, vague thing, but I mean, it was, you know, she talked about like
it was not vague, wanting. But it was very not vague. It was vague in the way of like, is this what you mean?
I quit was vague. Everything else is kind of like more like, okay, you're obviously getting criticized for the way you look. You're tired of getting criticized. And like, I understand where she's coming from in those aspects. Like, damn, I would be exhausted if I was her from just constantly getting, you know, just
constantly. Do you think all this has to do with her appearance?
I think a lot of it does have to do with her appearance, to be quite honest. I think that, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of Americans, a lot of people just in general, just don't want to see people who are unhealthy and like that are fat. And I think at the end of the day, like that's a huge thing and it's real and it's not something that you can like really skate over. And there is like a stigma. Mm-hmm. Like at the end of the day, I truly believe that. Like I think that that could be a part of what Lizzo deals with because like she gets so shamed for it.
Yeah.
All the time. Mm-hmm. And you don't see people who have a healthier body shape get shamed the way she does.
Right.
So I think that there's definitely something to it. And I'm not dumb enough to think that that's not a thing. But I think that has a lot to do with that getting ridiculed. You know, in her words, saying that people lie on her name about things that have happened.
The lawsuits,
everything. So I was very kind of like, holy shit, she quit the internet. She's quitting music. I thought when she said I quit.
I feel like she alluded to I'm quitting everything.
That's
when
what I felt.
When you say I quit, period, it's a pretty clear message.
Yeah, just like I quit.
So then 20 minutes ago.
Us right now. And like I was like scrolling and I see Lizzo.
After
she's standing making
every
a statement.
Entertainment platform out there has quoted that you quit and you're not going to do this anymore. She's like, I don't quit.
She's like, I quit accepting hate.
I'm not going to lie. I was like, Lizzo.
I didn't know that that's what I thought it was a much more like. I quit.
Well, I quit, period.
Yeah.
So it felt very obvious what she was saying.
Yeah, and like scary. Like honestly, very kind of like, oh my God, like is she like okay? Like, you know? And then it's like, I quit letting people hate on me.
Yeah.
And letting people.
That's what she meant.
The narrative. That's what she meant.
I feel
and
like.
And I was kind of like, oh.
It was so kind of a crazy way to go about things. Who am I
very
to judge?
Intense.
I'm not. It's a very. That's what I'm like, girl, you put out there, you quit. And then you come back here like, well.
You're like, I quit.
Okay, listen up.
That.
What I meant by I quit was I quit my haters, but I'm still going to be out here doing my.
Doing music,
doing
what
everything.
I want to do. Totally. I think she had to clear that up though, because if she's going to make music, you can't be like, I quit. And then you drop a song.
Oh, yeah, she 100% had to clear it up because of how it was obviously taken. You got to clear it up.
You have to, because like at that point, it's kind of like it had looked like she was quitting like something like music or her career or the like something much more serious. So then, and it turns out to being like, I quit accepting hate and, you know, like letting people talk negatively on me or whatever it might be. Which, like, you know, in itself is, like, I'm glad that she quits that for herself.
But I feel like the message
but in that
was
way,
skewed.
It was definitely skewed, and it was definitely pointed in a different direction.
It was.
Happy for her.
I'm happy she's not quitting, you
Same.
Know?
I am, too. I'm very happy for her. But it's, like, what a unique way of going about saying
that part,
I quit.
Unique. It was
very
a unique way of going about
it.
It
was very unique of going away. Going about that way, being like, I quit. But I quit. Hatred.
Oh.
And you're like,
But that's not what you
That
said.
Did not sound.
That's not how it came across.
Yeah. Because of course, everyone's kind of like, oh my God, like what? Like everyone's freaking out, but it ends up being
Well, at least she knows she's got some fans out there. Honey.
Praise be.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Our next topic is Gypsy Rose is getting divorced after 3 months of marriage to this man.
I can't believe it's so fast.
What
happened to that D being so good?
Also, I mean, listen, I say I can. I definitely wasn't rooting for the downfall. I was hopeful, but it just seemed very erratic, like their relationship. You know, wasn't she in prison when they met?
Yeah, like that's how it started. It was like a prison relationship.
Boom, really quick married. So in my head, I'm like, this is like some really quick moves, and Jepsy Rose hasn't like had time to figure out who she is on the outside and like be free because she was with her mother, and then that happened, and then she went straight to prison. So it's like there was no time for her to digest her life. And then this man's involved already, and so he's on the outs.
So maybe that D wasn't fire.
I don't think the D was fire, babes.
I feel like she needs to be able to like have time to find herself. Mm-hmm. And I think that when you jump into a relationship or you get into a relationship, like you give a lot of yourself to your partner because that's just how a relationship works. Like you give and take. Yeah. But you need to be able to sit with who you are and figure out who you are as a person first. And then that's when like the best relationships form, because it's like you already know who you are as a person. So I'm actually like, I'm not saying that I'm happy for Gypsy, because obviously divorce is terrible.
It is.
But I do wish the best for her in the way of like hoping that she continues to find herself.
Yeah.
And really continues to heal from the situation, because I don't think like that's something you can just easily heal from just in general. And just constantly making herself better. And like, I wonder if being in the public eye was a hindrance for them as a relationship.
Oh, like I'm him getting messages, the pressure.
Her getting messages, the pressure. Like, I can't even imagine that kind of viewage on me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the thing is, Gypsy Rose, like, everyone was like, oh my God, I love the Gypsy. Oh my God, she's amazing. And then everyone was like, fucking Gypsy. Like, they were trying to cancel her. And then now it's like this. So it's like, I don't, it's too hard to even
keep up
with.
This is what the internet does, though. And I watched this girl's TikTok. It was like 10 minutes long. I don't even know how I got through it with my attention span, but I did. And she basically was breaking down the whole psychology and like wave of like, you know how like everybody eventually gets canceled if you get big enough online? Like you eventually get in some type of trauma, something that tears you down. And she was basically explaining that like people build you up to tear you down. So they build you up, they follow you, they follow you, they love you, they love you, they see you come up. And that's where the problem starts to take flight whenever they see the new car and the house and the new life that they provided for you. So then the audience, this is the girl breaking this down, is like, I don't like this new version of you. We created it. And so the audience gets this power in taking it back. So they start to cancel and like find problems and dig deep. You know what I mean? For that, because they want to take the power back in that person's life. And then it was talking about how the influencer now becomes this really private person, doesn't share anything anymore because of that. So it was really tumultuous.
A vicious cycle.
That's literally what happened to Gypsy, though.
It really did.
It was like verbatim what happened to Gypsy.
That literally is, and like, and now I'm sure she's gonna probably be more private post divorce.
It's like textbook. So she was basically saying like the mathematical equation of what happens with an influencer or person like Gypsy, who's more of an kind of an influencer person, you know, in this world, like the equation of how it works out. And I was like, wow, that has literally happened to everybody, like in that way. Like, it's so accurate what she was saying. So
like, it makes a lot of sense.
It makes a lot of sense. It really does. It makes a lot of sense.
Well, I hope for the best for her. I really do. Because I
know
she's just been through such a horrible beginning of her life that I really want the best for her. And if divorce is the best for her, then like bring the divorce on. Bring the divorce on just so that she can heal and move forward and be like the best version of herself. Because also fame like doesn't help, like because
the pressure.
It's so the pressure, two, it's easy to have people blowing smoke up your ass, like you're doing nothing wrong, when in reality you could be totally doing things wrong, but not realizing it because people are people around you.
Everyone's
so
a
that could really be a hindrance for her as well. Like, so when she makes a mistake, people like call her out for it. It's kind of like, oh shit, like I didn't even realize, because no one in my life has helped me get through something like this,
right?
You know, so I just wish the best for her, because it's really
sad.
It's really sad.
Okay,
another sad thing.
Oh my gosh, one after the other.
Oh my God, Chance Perdoma.
What
the fuck?
He got in a motorcycle wreck and passed away. Now, he was the star on Gen V, and he also was in Sabrina.
He was honestly a up-and-coming, amazing, talented actor. I watched, we both have watched Gen V and Sabrina, and I really like him a lot. So to see that he's passed away from a motorcycle accident at 27, I think.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's so devastating. He was so young and so promising and just, like, had such a bright future ahead. And to see him pass away is, like, it really is kind of like, holy fuck. Like, the mortality is real.
It's so real,
like,
regardless of who you are. Yeah, so true.
And it makes you kind of like, oh, my God. Like, it makes you think about your own mortality in a way and, like, just being safe. And, like, honestly, it freaked me out because Aaron, like, my youngest brother, like, will ride motorcycles sometimes.
No!
And we've all been like, stop, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. But he like will do it.
Do you know how many mangled people in my life that I know, and it's all from motorcycle wrecks? Mangled or dead?
Oh, yeah, I'm well aware.
Those are the options for motorcycles. Motorcycles are death bullets. At one point, Tyler wanted one, and there are very few things where I'm like gung-ho, like no negotiating, nothing else. And it was the motorcycle. Mm. I was like, you will not. And Tyler, both of his parents were Harley riders when I met him. Yes. Both of them. Like they are death traps.
They are. I agree more. I cannot agree more. And I'm always telling Aaron, I'm like, you cannot ride. You cannot ride. You cannot ride it. But at the end of the day, like, people are going to do what the fuck they want to do. Like, I can't control anyone. But it's just like, this just goes to show another reason as to why, like, motorcycles are, like you said, like little death traps.
They are. They are.
So scary. I cannot agree more. I would never ride one, or never let my partner ride one. None of that. No. Like, it's so scary.
Life
is
too precious.
Rest in peace to Chance, because what a young talent taken away way too soon.
I know.
It's really sad.
Next up is Shakira. So, controversial opinion on the Barbie movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's getting wrecked.
Is she?
She's getting like literally fucking roasted. And I didn't know that she was going to get roasted the way she is, but she's getting absolutely roasted for her take. Because she took her two sons to see Barbie. Okay, so she took her two sons to see Barbie. And that she said that her son, you know what? I'm gonna read the quote verbatim.
Yeah,
I'm gonna read it verbatim.
We're about quotes today, okay, people?
I wanna give the quote for reals. So this is the quote that she gave. Okay, so she says, "They felt that the Barbie movie was emasculating, and I agree to a certain extent. I'm raising two boys. I want them to feel powerful while respecting women. I like pop culture when it attempts to empower women without robbing men of their possibility to be men, to also protect and to provide. I believe in giving women all the tools that trust that we can do all without losing our essence, without losing our femininity."
So that's like part of the problem. So raising men to be powerful typically leads into very interesting situations. If your goal in your child's life is for them to be a powerful person, it's an interesting take.
It's a very interesting
take. It's an interesting take. Like, my goal for my son is for him to be powerful. Like, that's
masculine.
That sounds to me like you wouldn't like the Barbie movie.
I think that's her saying these things.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
What 8-year-old knows what emasculating is?
Exactly. And I'm like, if you can't see the Barbie movie as trying to level out female and males as equals, and that's an issue for you, for women to be equals with Mel in every aspect.
That's crazy. I like, honestly, and I like Shakira, so I'm really annoyed and really sad about this, because I think that she missed the whole point of the Barbie movie.
I think she missed the whole point.
Like, how, like, and first of all.
But it sounds like she, from the quote, it kind of seems like she wants that toxic masculinity.
No, she does.
Like, it seems like she's on that side of things.
So then why watch Barbie?
Yeah.
You're going to watch Barbie with your two male sons, a movie that is all about women empowerment. The point of the movie is not to demasculate men, by the way. Not at all. It's about female empowerment.
And equalizing. And
equalizing what the standards are for men and women. So that's what the real tea is. So for her to watch it and be like, it's demasculating. And I'm like, you don't get it. And the thing is, she never has given me anyway, like, a girl's girl. Mm-hmm. She's always been like a guy's girl. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because she is like, you know, the male fantasy. She is the male fantasy.
She is the male fantasy.
And she knows that.
Yeah.
So she's always played into like, I'm the most like sickening feminine, like bodied girly because men want that from me. Mm-hmm. So she plays into that caricature. But this is like when issues arise, when like you can't see something for what it actually is and what the messaging really is. And it's really sad to see this take, and for her to be like, they thought it was emasculating. They didn't think that.
There's no way a child said, you know what?
They're 8.
Yeah.
I'm emasculated watching this.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't make any sense.
It sounds like they were taught that, maybe.
1,000%. Or she just like, they
said it themselves.
They thought it was weird. Yeah. So
no, you thought it was weird.
No, you thought it was weird.
Yeah.
And you thought it was weird that it was, you guys, I've seen Barbie 3 times. Like, I literally watched it 3 times. And as a man, I do not feel like they're trying to take away from me.
Yeah.
And anyway, I feel like it's about raising the bar for women and raising them up. So like, to me, it's really crazy to even have that as a take and really shocking, even as a man myself.
It's crazy for women to have an issue with women finding their voices and finding their equal place in this world. That's crazy for me to understand as women. Erin, and she's only 20, my niece, she's only 20. So she's a young girl. And she told me the other day, she was like, we were just chatting on the phone and she was like, one of my old friends, I saw her like commenting and liking a post on Instagram that was, it was very religious, but it was like around Easter. It was talking about praising your husband because there are like the power of the household. And like the woman was like down on her knees, like very like worshipy to the husband. And Erin was like, it wasn't just the post that made me want to unfollow her. It was like, oh, so this is your mindset for women. Mm-hmm. And see, that's the problem for me. And like me and you can never be friends if that is how you think women should behave at any level.
Like that should be praising men.
Praising men because they are above women and they are the king of the household, you know? And so I was like, that's so crazy that you're only 20 years old. And I know how much I knew at 20 and it was crumbs. And like, you know well enough to know that is the biggest load of brainwash bullshit that I've ever heard.
Brain rot
at 20. And I was like, first of all, I'm proud of you. Second of all, block that bitch.
Block that bitch. No, do you know what's actually really crazy, Laura? This is a complete random side note, but this just happened to me 2 days ago on Sunday on Easter. So I'm with my cousins. So my cousin is a lesbian. Mm-hmm. I'm gay, lesbian. She has a sister who's not, and my brothers are not, like, but we, you know, are LGBT. So we have a cousin that apparently posted on her stories and they showed me on Easter that was like what it's like being trying to teach your kid in 2024. And it's a photo of someone like blocking the rainbow from like their child. And it's like the rainbow's coming in. They're like shielding it. And my cousin posted that. So she responded to it.
Damn,
she
be was your like, own people.
No, literally be my own people. So my cousin that's not a lesbian responded to her. She was like, not you. She's like, I think I'm have to unfollow you from this. Like, this is crazy. And so she was like, oh, so then she responds like, we can have different opinions, cousin. And then so then it, because I'm there and we're, and I'm like, kind of like, oh, fuck no. Like, I obviously like escalated the situation. So, and I'm like, no, like, let's respond. Like, let's like have a conversation about this. So we're like, not only does it show that you're being a bigot towards the LGBTQ community, which your literal family is part of, not by choice. That's just how we are. Mm-hmm. It's fucking crazy. She's like, no, I didn't mean that. I just mean more so
no, you about like, no.
No, I didn't mean that. I mean, she starts backtracking.
I fucking hate when people do that. Cause I'm like, no, say it with your chest.
I didn't mean that.
Say it with your chest. You said what you said.
And so we're like, no, like it was absolutely inappropriate. And it's so crazy. She's like, no, I meant that about the trans community. So then she responds, how crazy, cause today's the trans day of visibility in America. Laura, I was so, in the gay world, as you know, chosen family, that's a thing. I don't claim this person as my family member. Like, I don't even follow this person. I don't even know who this person is, to be honest. They're a cousin from like a different part of my family that I don't even fuck with anyway.
Okay.
So for her to be saying these things and like to see like that's how she really feels and posting on her own stories, she ended up deleting the story because she was like, oh, like, and she apologized for everything. And I'm like, at the end of the day, that's your thought process.
And you
like,
still meant what you meant.
You meant what you
whether
meant.
You deleted it or not.
You can apologize because we're calling you out and she's calling you out in that moment.
Yeah.
But you still meant it with your entire chest and you post on your story what it's like to be a parent in 2024.
To proclaim
that you hate the LGBT community. And you, specifically trans people. So I literally was like, and just reminded me of that, just like that kind of like that crazy take that people of brain rot have. That I'm like, how is this even how is this even happening in 2024? Like when it's supposed to be the most like trying to be equal with one another possible. And like this, for example, with Shakira, not feeling like it, what it seems like she's not on par with like women and men being equals in their own different capacities. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we're this far in 2024 and we can't all like, just like coexist.
It kills me is some of the backtracking is like you posted it and now something that like, you forgot about your gay family members and now that your gay family members are here, they're here now. Now it's time to be like, oh no, never, you guys. Like, no, you guys, no, no. Come on. You guys are great.
She's like, no, the part that gags me and she's like, we can have different opinions, cousin. And I'm like, that's not just a different
opinion. You don't want me to have rights.
No, I was like, that's completely like, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, you can't just be like, we just have different opinions.
Yeah.
About what? About rights like that people should be having in America and like trying to make sure that your kid's not LGBTQ as if it's your choice. Like, you have no choice.
You don't.
Your kid is either born that or not. Like, you don't get the choice.
So
to me, it was just crazy that I was like, and this just happened. I was like, oh my God, this just unlocked that memory again.
Yeah.
And I was like, should I message her? And I was like, you know, like with my cousins there, I was literally like, should I be a fucking cunt? Should I start going in on her? Like, what should I do? And they're like, no, no, it's fine. We already did it. But I was just like,
We already had it.
And I was just like, this is crazy. Like, I don't claim this person as like my cousin. Like, I'm like, yeah, we might be related by blood, but you're not my family.
But it's crazy. It's like, you know, if you feel that way and then, but you know, it's like, I'm ready to proclaim it across social media. It's kind of like another level in my opinion.
It's too like the nth degree. It's like degree.
A whole, yeah.
You can have a personal thought about something and I respect everyone's personal thoughts, mm-hmm. but when you start making your personal thoughts so loud and you try to take other people's things away because of your thoughts
and spread
is
that.
Crazy.
And you're trying to get the word out and spread that to others. Like, that's another level to it. You know what I mean? Level. That's another level to it.
That's the part I have a problem with.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, I thought that was crazy.
Wow, that is crazy.
Yeah. I was like, wait, I had to say this. This is too much.
Wait, tell them about the bar that doesn't allow you.
You guys, there's a video going on TikTok that's going viral, and it's about this place in the...
Sorry.
You just
I had to get it out, a big one, or else it was going to keep coming. It's going to keep coming.
So there's a bar in Los Angeles that has said... I'm in New York.
Yeah.
There's a bar in New York that has said that they are banning any Aries from coming into their bar because they have noticed that the people that start fights and issues that happen have been mostly Aries, so they've banned Aries.
It checks out.
No, it does not check out. As an Aries, I'm like, how dare you? But the thing is, naturally or very like collectively, Aries have been seen as like an aggressive sign. Like they tend to be the most aggressive, one of the most aggressive sign. So it's kind of like, I'm not an aggressive person really like mm-hmm. that. But I know a lot of Aries who are aggro.
I would tell you if you aggressive. Were.
I'm not, right?
And you're not at
like,
all.
At all.
Like,
I'm, like, quite
all.
Passive, actually.
Actually, very way chill. More passive than aggressive.
Very, very chill. So, but it's definitely a big thing where Aries can, like, it's like they're known to blow up because they're a fire sign. Like, they can blow up. So, the fact that this bar is preventing Aries from coming in, I think it's hilarious because it's, like, this is, like, low-key the funniest marketing I've ever seen. But if someone's an Aries, they can't go.
It's kind of like J-Lo doesn't allow any of her dancers to be Virgos.
That tracks.
It does track.
That tracks. As an Aries-Virgo combo, that tracks.
Girl, we're getting banned everywhere.
Shit! What the fuck? No, but I just thought that was so crazy. I'm like, I can't believe a bar is banning people based off of their sign. I'm like, what's next?
That's sick.
I'm like, next they're going to be like, you know, Tuesday's only water signs. Like, I don't know.
They're about to lose the business.
Yeah, but I thought that was really funny. I was like, this is... As an Aries, like, how dare you?
Well, we're definitely going to that bar now.
100%. You're gonna go. I'm gonna be hating from outside the club because I can't even
get in. Can't get in. I'll be out the window.
You guys are at the window like this. I'm drinking a Red Bull outside. Like, y'all have fun in there.
Y'all stay safe.
Y'all stay safe. But that is it for today's Rapid Fire.
We hope you guys enjoyed our episode. Ooh,
lot of shit.
Oh, there was a lot to cover, honey.
A lot of depth in this one. A lot of deep, dark.
Yeah.
It was a deep, dark episode, to be honest.
If anything breaks between now and when this goes live, feel free to flood it in the comments because we love to see your comments. Mm-hmm. We love the conversation and we love whenever you guys join in and keep the story updated. That happened to us with the Kate Middleton situation.
Oh my God. Yeah,
oh my God. Literally hours after we went live, she sat down and we were like, what?
And the thing is, you know what's funny? Like, sometimes we'll get comments that are like, you guys are too far behind on a topic or something. But like, for example, we film on Tuesdays, like for Rapid Fire. We film on the Tuesday.
Afternoon.
We film on Tuesday. The content can't even get over because it's so much footage with three different cameras till like maybe Wednesday morning. Mm-hmm. Wednesday morning, our editor edits the entire day. We get it on Thursday.
Approved.
To go over the content. We only have that much time. From like Thursday
evening.
It's just
a 2-day window.
It's a 2-day window that we have. So it's not like we're like going so far based off of like, oh my God, like we need to have so many days in between. It's like that's what realistic is what is possible. Yeah. We don't do live shows. Like we're not doing a live episode. So that's why we have the information. Like that's what we do it based off of.
Trust and believe. We wish that
we try to make it faster. But
we wish we're like filming on Friday, live on Friday. So we could be like very accurate with things. And we are a lot of times. But there's that 2-day window that sometimes throws us off. Mm-hmm. And just know we hear you. We see
we
you.
We see it. We also were kind of like, well, like this is how, if you explain it, like that's when like if footage gets over, that's when we get our edits done. We get them on Thursday midday to evening. So we only have that window to even approve the episode. And then we go live Friday afternoon.
Right.
So it's like, we don't have a ton.
We're doing the best we can.
We are fighting for a lot.
But we do appreciate you.
Love.
Very much. I wanted
to explain that because I was like, well, we'll get comments like that. And I'm like, let me just explain like the actual time process of it. Because it's like, we don't do lives.
Yeah.
Like, we're not doing live episodes.
One day.
Maybe one day or a live episode.
But that is it for today's episode of Full Coverage. We hope you guys enjoyed. Be sure to like and subscribe to this channel if you are already. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye, guys. Mwah.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret? Find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.